Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good morning. It's Monday, January 3rd, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. After lobbying by countries such as France and Poland, the European Commission reportedly plans to label some natural gas and nuclear energy projects as green investments. The move comes as part of a bid to help financial markets decide what counts as sustainable investment, according to a report in the Financial Times last Saturday. During a summit of European Union leaders in December, Polish Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki actively sought to ensure EU support for financing gas and nuclear power plants under the EU's new Fit for 55 package. Poland is ramping up its fight against COVID-19 by launching vaccination drives for young children and encouraging booster shots for those already vaccinated. As of Sunday, more than 21 million out of 38 million residents had been fully inoculated in Poland, according to Polish Health Ministry data, and over 6.6 million coronavirus booster shots had also been administered. At the start of last month, third doses of the COVID-19 vaccine were made available to all adults in Poland, and starting this month, health officials have launched a vaccination drive to inoculate children between the ages of 5 and 11. According to Health Minister Adam Niedzielski, COVID-19 vaccinations will be compulsory for healthcare workers, teachers, and law enforcement personnel starting March 1st. A popular program offering free legal advice to needy Gdańsk residents is set to continue in 2022. According to representatives from the Municipal Social Welfare Center in Gdańsk, over 10,000 people benefited from free legal advice and mediation in 2021. Residents who cannot afford to consult a lawyer will be able to continue using free legal assistance at 19 locations around Gdańsk. The sites provide access to lawyers, citizen advisors, and mediators, and on-site support relating to family, work, insurance, or inheritance matters can also be arranged. The assistance is provided through non-governmental organizations and the Gdańsk branch of MOPR. Those seeking to take advantage of the services should make an appointment in advance for visits or telephone advice. For more information, visit us online at radiogdańsk.pl. Poland's Aron Domżała and his pilot Maciej Martin won Stage 2 in the UTV category of the 44th edition of the Dakar Rally, which started on Saturday in Saudi Arabia. Earlier, the team finished 5th in the UTV category, a mere 45 seconds behind Marek Goczal and his pilot Łukasz Waskawiec. A mere 45 seconds between Marek Goczal and his pilot, Łukasz Waskawiec, in first, and Marek's brother Michał Goczal and pilot Szymon Gospodarczyk in second. Last year's overall runner-up, Qatar's Nasser Al-Attiyah, leads the race in the car category after winning both the prologue and Sunday stage, marking a solid start to his bid for a fourth victory in the event. He was joined in the top 10 by Poland's Jakub Przygoński and his German pilot Timo Gottschalk in ninth place. Described as an off-road endurance event for professionals and amateurs, the annual Dakar Rally features many different classes of vehicles, from motorbikes to quads to cars. This year's rally will run from Saturday, January 1st to Friday, January 14th.
The weather.
Today will be cloudy and cold, with a good chance of rain showers in the afternoon and a strong breeze coming in from the west. Temperatures will peak around a high of 8 degrees centigrade, or 47 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping slightly to an overnight low of 6 degrees centigrade, or 42 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow will again be rainy and overcast, with a chance for more snow later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.